From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Thousands of pro-opposition marchers, some braving temperatures as low as minus 45 degrees Celsius, gathered in dozens of Russian cities Sunday to support jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Police arrested Navalny while he was on his way to a rally in central Moscow. He shouted, "Swindlers and thieves," before police jumped on him and threw him into a bus. Reuters correspondent Scarlett Svetanovich reports.
The moment Russia's opposition leader was detained by police just minutes after appearing at a Moscow rally. Video footage posted on social media shows Alexei Navalny wrestled into the back of a patrol wagon just a few hundred meters from the Kremlin. He was walking to join several hundred supporters taking part in an opposition-led rally. The nationwide protests are calling for a boycott of what Navalny says will be a rigged presidential election in March. Earlier in the day, police raided his Moscow headquarters, forcing their way into the office using power tools, citing reports of a bomb threat.
Yemen's prime minister is accusing southern separatists of a coup after they seized several government buildings during fighting Sunday with government forces in the port city of Aden. The fighting killed at least 10 and left as many as 86 wounded, including some civilians. At least a temporary calm returned when Yemeni leaders ordered their forces back to their barracks. The fighting broke out when the president ignored separatists' demands to fire the prime minister, accusing him of corruption. This is VOA News. A French woman